going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Now, one of the things for years that was an argument that would get people fired up for both pro and con was about Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. And after I saw that Pete Rose four-part documentary on HBO, I think it was about a year and a half ago that came out, kind of like, I was always like, yeah, man, Pete's paid his penance. And I was like, ooh, there's more creepy stuff under Pete's fingernails. It kind of was like, ooh, like nobody's perfect. And as we know, if it was the Hall of, you know, perfectly awesome people that never did anything wrong or unethically or were racist or this or that, there's a lot of guys that wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. But it's about what you do on the baseball field. Everyone knows what Pete Rose did with gambling. That's illegal. It's in every damn clubhouse. And we also know as a kid, Abe, that Pete Rose was the one guy that you knew gave 110%, is what everybody emulated. Well, now we get a new wrinkle for Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball lifts Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson from the infamous Black Sox scandal of 1919 in a reversal that now potentially opens up a path to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and they're not alone. It's 15 other members, so a list of 17 that have been essentially reinstated for eligibility. But here's where it gets interesting. You're going to need 12 of 16 voters of the Classic Baseball Era Committee. And okay. I can imagine that even though he's eligible, there are going to be some gatekeepers who still refuse to vote. So even though he's MLB's hit king, even though he's got, what, the second longest hit streak in baseball history, 44 games, the National League record, I believe, he still may not get in.
All right, here, in case you're wondering, guys, who are the parts that make up the Classic Baseball Era Committee members, the star chamber for the Hall of Fame? A guy from the University of Illinois, a guy from the Canadian Baseball Network, a guy that wrote for the Baltimore Sun, somebody from Stats Perform. Our David O'Brien is on this from The Athletic. There's the first name I recognize. Jack O'Connell from the Baseball Writers Association. Jim Reeves, who wrote down in Dallas, covered the Rangers for years. Glenn Schwartz, who covered the Giants in San Fran. Susan Slusser. Mark Wicker from L.A., covered the Dodgers and the Angels. So you got a couple of guys, a couple of folks not familiar with. So basically, it's media. So the media are the gatekeepers. How do they fall on this? Look, whatever you thought about Pete Rose, he's freaking dead. Okay, he paid his penance. Whatever you thought about the guy. Look, Pete had some rough edges. I said it for years. I want to get your take on this, Abe. And Carl and I've talked. I think Carl agrees. When he gets back here next week, he can talk about it too. But Pete Rose didn't make it easy for people that were in his corner because he just kept thumbing his nose at things. And the way things went down with Faye, you know, like he somehow got railroaded by Faye Vincent. And, you know, remember Bart Giamatti had a friggin' heart attack over this thing and dropped dead. One of the last great commissioners, last two commissioners we actually had who cared about the baseball fan were involved with the Pete Rose case. And then Bud Selig took over because Faye Vincent was on the side of the players on that labor issue back in the early 90s. Sorry, I'm getting off track. Getting back to Pete Rose. Everybody knows what you can and can't do. Everyone knows that Pete Rose is one of the greatest who ever dressed out first ballot Hall of Famer. But I always felt after a certain amount of time, let's get this man in the Hall of Fame before he dies. They didn't do that, but now it'll be his family and it'll be, you know, somebody from his son or someone will accept in his honor.
Well, a couple things here. The commissioner's office released a statement about the lifetime ban and why they're now reversing some of these decisions. I'm not going to read it. You can find it online. they were never going to let him in, obviously, while he was alive. I think a lot of it had to do with, and we kind of talked about it when he passed, what was it, a year ago or 2 years, whatever it was. You can't take a chance of him speaking, right? That was part of some of the concern.
Well, you're afraid he's going to throw some stuff out there. But look, real quick, the thing about Pete, if you saw the documentary, I think most by now, everyone listening to our show knows who Pete Rose is. Just all you had to do, Abe, is say, look, I'm a degenerate gambler. I'm addicted. It's a sickness.
That wasn't a thing back then, though.
Yeah, but again, he could have
the addiction.
He had 30 years to just say it, and he could just throw this cock and bull story out there about all this. Well, no, I wasn't doing that, or this guy. No, everyone knew you were a degenerate gambler.
Right.
So just, I mean, to me, all he had to do, it's America. Just all you have to do is say you're freaking sorry, and this too shall pass.
I think it's going to be a really interesting and fascinating test because the career that he had is a no-brain has to be in. I'm really interested to see who still holds this all against him, even though the commissioner's office is saying now it's okay. It's a no-brainer, right?
Right.
Like, am I crazy? It is a no-brainer.
No, I'm reading some articles right now from LA Times, from Chicago papers as well, saying it's time. I mean, whatever you felt. I mean, and again, at the time, with the Major League Baseball ban on gambling, everybody knew it. What's clouded the argument now is, and it's hard, you and I had this conversation a couple hours ago, people got all freaked out when like the Calvin Ridley situation went down.
Right.
Because, guys, and I know it's hard when you see gambling commercials and advertising and NFL games and everything else, and they're in bed now with professional gambling to keep the interest in the sport alive, but you've got to maintain the integrity of the sport. And if you get a guy, even if he's a millionaire, look, Phil Mickelson was into the Shylocks. Phil Mickelson got jammed up, had to have Callaway buy out some debt. Remember that story years ago? So, I mean, just because you're making millions of dollars, you can still get in over your head. So the idea is if you get compromised, now somebody's got you over a barrel, and now the game goes out the window. You can't have baseball or football become pro wrestling where you know the outcome, where you don't trust the outcome. That's why baseball and football have been so stringent when it came to gambling and the sport.
Now, it was against the rules. I'm not sitting here saying it wasn't. But if you believe that he only bet in favor of his team,
doesn't matter, because then you could run a guy into the ground to get a cover on your spread.
Yeah.
You could be Billy. Now Billy Martin. There was people who thought Billy Martin bet on the team the way he'd kill his relief pitchers, the way he'd kill his starting. Remember the A's in the 80s? I mean, so I'm just saying. But that now people start saying, well, why is Pete Rose going? Why is he managing like that? You could actually ruin a guy's career because you're trying to win your $100,000 to get that whatever you bet on the Reds that weekend.
They have lines back then, or just win or lose? Back when Pete Rose
back then,
was
you
doing
get whatever the book he'll give you.
Lines?
You could have over unders. You could have a whole bunch of things you could bet on, man. Win totals, you name it, man. But no, I'm a big Pete Rose fan. I think I speak for anybody who was alive to watch him play. When the Reds came to town, whether it was Shea Stadium or Fulton County Stadium or wherever, there was an electricity. And I got to see him later when he was still kicking butt with the Phillies when he won a World Series there. You know, I'm talking about with the Expos. Every time Pete Rose, I remember when he was doing the hitting streak, he set the National League record. He was chasing Joe DiMaggio. Abe, it was unbelievable, the energy.
Yeah.
And you knew every dad would say, that's the way you play baseball. You run, you hustle. That's you know, he embodied that. But unfortunately, the man was just such a hot mess in his personal life. And so foul. And that's not a crime either. Because, again, there's a lot of guys that are in Canton. There's a lot of guys in Cooperstown that had issues. But to me now, it's, okay, it's all water under the bridge. He's freaking dead. Let's put the man in, and I don't want to hear about anybody with their stupid agenda. This should be unanimous, and let's roll. And same thing goes for Shoeless Joe Jackson, who couldn't even sign his name because he couldn't read or write, and basically signed. If you see, there's been books written about it. The movie famously was Eight Men Out that talks about it. Yes, these guys were fixing because Comiskey was as cheap as the day is long. And then once they realized the fix was in, they went back on the gamblers they were trying to work with and still tried to win the World Series.
The next question that you kind of have to have, and these guys have not been banned. They are not ineligible. They are not being voted in, is the steroid guys.
Right.
Does this now play a role in Bonds, Clemens, and some of those guys getting in? Because, again, they're not ineligible. They're not getting votes.
Right.
Does that maybe change the mind of voters?
Again, that's the agenda. This is the deal. Well, here's the deal. You got these same nerd pipsqueak writers who didn't want to know anything about steroids, who when baseball was dying on the vine, the Braves, remember they go to the World Series in 95 and it's half empty. Okay, Cal Ripken, his part, brings people back with a hit consecutive game streak. And then you had the Home Run Derby in 1998, which brought everybody back to the show. And baseball, from that absolute, don't get me started, that Bud Selig, that creep, to the baseball writers, remember when they go and Mark McGwire in the St. Louis clubhouse, and some writer goes, What is that over your shoulder, that Ando Steendione? The writers in the room go, tisk, tisk. How dare you? They were in on it. And these same hypocrites are now the gatekeepers that make Barry Bonds the bad guy who's got to pay for the sins of an entire generation. Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer before he went up a hat size.
He was.
Period.
I 100% agree with you. Here's the other frustrating thing for me. Like steroids.
Now, Rafael Palmeiro, you want to sit there and point your finger at people and lie through your teeth? No, you don't you don't get to Cooperstown.
But steroids are not. And the pitchers took them. The hitters took them. Somehow, whatever. You always knew who the best players of that era still were. And so, like, everyone, guys now, and I know Chipper Jones was on Twitter the other day having to defend Barry Bonds, and he wasn't alone. There were a number of veterans who were like, what are you guys talking about? Barry Bonds is the greatest player we've ever seen. It was obvious who the best player in baseball was. That was steroids or not. To me, that mattered.
Right. Well, to me, it just, and this is my argument. Roger Clemens, if you're going to sit there and sandbag and stonewall, remember when those guys went up to Capitol Hill? Rafael Palmeiro, famously, he's going to lecture the congressman. You're as dirty as the day is long. I mean, forget about it. You know, Sammy Sosa, I don't think Sammy Sosa is a Hall of Famer anyway. I mean, and now he had to finally kiss the ring with the Cubs to get back in their good graces. So now he's back in the fold with Chicago. But I mean, to me, it's how did you handle it? Barry Bonds denied it, but he wasn't sitting there pointing his finger at anybody. He was basically not saying anything. And the whole Balco Labs and all that. Remember, my argument is, and Abe just touched on it, you had guys like Marcus Giles. You had guys like...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Relief pitchers. You had these guys that were juicing to stay in the show. And so, but Barry Bonds, he becomes the bad guy because he's an egomaniac and he wouldn't kiss the ring. And that's not fair to me. There's also a tinge of racism with that, with some of these old writers. And that goes back to our argument about the gatekeeper.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.